Welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is all about family. And I'm here with two people who have families.
Family.
We're a family.
We're a family.
We're family.
Now we're moving.
I love quoting that.
I know, you always quote that movie. Yeah, that line. You always do.
Oh, we're family. Like my family.
Courtney and Arash are here. Yeah, it's all about family, which is why I'm Disney bounding as Dominic Toretto.
And Rock.
Yes!
Yeah. There you go.
I'm giving kind of Paul Walker.
Oh.
Always. Just always.
We often call you Paul around here.
Yeah.
The acting, isn't it?
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of Reddit episodes are about family somehow. Family always makes its way in there.
Yeah.
They're always the most controversial stories because family can suck.
They're like the reason for all your trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And boundaries are tricky and just, like, different with family, so it's a lot more nuanced.
Yeah. So we have a lot of different types of family stories in here, I've been told. So it's gonna get weird.
Let's go.
Let's become a family.
Let's freaking family.
Okay. Let's family.
Let's family.
Let's go to Olive Garden. Here we go. First story comes from Relationship Advice. Boyfriend, who's a 30-year-old man, boyfriend's family insists we share a hotel suite, but want me, a 28-year-old woman, to sleep with his grandmother.
Oh, I'm loving this.
So my boyfriend, who's 30, and I, who's 28, have been together for almost 5 years. In a few weeks, we are planning to attend the wedding of one of his close friends on the other side of the country, a 6-hour plane ride away. Because this is a family friend, his parents, grandmother, and brother are also traveling in for the wedding. A few months ago, my boyfriend mentioned to me that his parents had booked a suite with the intention that all 6 of us would stay together for 4 to 5 nights. This is the part where things get a bit complicated. The suite has 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a common room with a pull-out couch. My boyfriend's parents are religious and come from a conservative culture, and they aren't okay with us sharing a room together. So the arrangement they proposed was that I share the 2nd bedroom with my boyfriend's grandma, and my boyfriend and his brother both sleep on the couch in the common room. I felt pretty uncomfortable when he told me this. I'm a pretty introverted person and also suffer from social anxiety, which makes extended periods of socialization pretty stressful for me. I have met his family several times and even stayed at their house for a week. They live across the country from us, so I don't see them very often. But these arrangements sound pretty cramped to me, and the idea of sleeping with his grandma makes me uncomfortable, honestly. I told my boyfriend I was happy to pay for my own hotel room, and he said he would prefer to stay with me, so we made the decision that we book our own room. I thought the whole thing was resolved until earlier today when my boyfriend called and said that his parents were not okay with us getting a separate room and were insisting we stay in their suite. Their reasoning was that if we stay in our own room, they won't be able to spend as much time with us, but I'm sure it also has to do with the fact that they don't want us sharing a room. As a compromise, they offered to switch the sleeping arrangements. Me, my boyfriend, and his brother could share the 2nd bedroom, and their grandma would sleep in the common room on the pull-out couch. This ended up leading to a fight between me and my boyfriend because he thinks we should go along with his parents' wishes to make them feel more comfortable. I'm feeling really conflicted. In my gut, I feel very uncomfortable with the amount of control his parents are trying to exert in this situation. Being told I can't share a room with my boyfriend when we sleep at each other's places regularly and have been on vacations together, which his parents are aware of, makes me feel pretty frustrated. But I don't want to disrespect their culture and religious beliefs, and I don't want to create unnecessary drama. Should I just suck it up, get my own hotel room despite his parents wanting everyone to be together, not go to the wedding? Interested to hear people's thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did I submit this story?
Oh, no!
The thing that is weird is like, they are on the opposite side of the country, staying at each other's places all the time, going on vacations. The parents know. Like at this point, they know. They've been together for 5 years. They're 30 and 28.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they are full on adults. I do think it's strange. Like these people have been together 5 years. This family is trying to pretend that they have never had sex and that they don't have sex, just while they're on this trip together, it feels like. And it feels like all of their decisions are, like, sexually pointed, you know? They're like, no, we don't want you to get a hotel room for you two to do your little sexual getaway. You should be with the family and not have any sexual getaways at all.
It's also not, like, a family gathering. It's a friend of the family's wedding.
Right.
So it's not necessarily like, we did this for the family. It's like, no, we all happen to be going.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like the parent. I, I, I can understand, like, all this rhetoric from the parents. I'm like, this is typical parent rhetoric.
Yeah.
Of like, no, like, then you don't get to spend as much time with us. Like, you're staying in a hotel room down the hallway. Like,
right, yeah. Right.
This is shit.
And it's like, who actually, like, parties in the hotel room with the family? Like, maybe yeah. you have, like, a movie night or something, but that's easily
it's not,
doable.
It's going to be stressful. It's going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like they want everyone to be under the same roof because so then they can operate under the rules that they have.
Yeah.
But it's like, why doesn't the brother, like, it just, like, just be honest. If the parent, if this conservative family doesn't want any coitus occurring while on this trip.
I don't think coitus would be occurring. Like,
oh,
exactly.
Coitus, oh, like, coitus what would is be the, occurring.
Like, these people.
Coitus occurs. It's a suite. The separate bedrooms.
I mean, you know, people going to do what they're going to do. But, like, it wouldn't happen. Like, it's a family trip.
Right.
Why doesn't the brother just share the pull-out couch with grandma or share the second bedroom?
No,
with
yeah.
I, see, and then the couple's on the couch, and that's fine.
I thought Agreed. The logic was going to be the grandma gets the bed because she's grandma. She's
right.
Old,
she like, needs a bed. Yeah. Bed. Don't put grandma on the couch.
Pull-out couch can
grandma
suck.
On the pull-out couch is foul.
That's a little vicious. Yeah. I was like, don't put grandma on a pull-out couch.
No.
Like, that sucks.
That's worse like, than a home.
She's not going to get up.
Like, she's falling out for pull good. Out couch.
You got to fold her into
out.
The couch after she's done.
To rest.
You put her to rest.
I think it's a classic case of like the guy kind of being in the middle of like wanting to respect his family's wishes, but also being like, I want to listen to my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And that is arguably a very tough position to be in. I acknowledge that. But there needs to be a certain point when you kind of stand up to your mm-hmm. family and mm-hmm. say like, hey, I am a full grown adult. I need to be able to make decisions with my long-term partner. And if what makes both of us comfortable is getting a separate hotel room, like you need to respect that
yeah.
or be able to stay in the same suite under our terms.
I think it is a like a good red flag here of like, this is how he lets his family control him. Like if he's not gonna change that, that's something you gotta be prepared for.
Yeah,
if
like
you
this
marry
is
this
one
guy,
of those
have
moments.
Kids with him, like his family's going to have
no,
more
like
power.
You, this is one of those moments where it's like, okay, time to set a precedent.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Like, all right, no, this is the boundary we have. So like they were already willing and down to have a room, a separate room. And that's like mm-hmm. a grown adult way to handle the situation.
Yeah.
And then the compromise is not no, you still do what we want and still be sharing a room with another person.
Mm-hmm.
It's no. We'll get our own hotel room, but we'll make sure to spend every moment with you guys no. as a family. Because a friend's wedding is not the time to be pressing family values onto a situation.
Yeah.
It's not the family's wedding. It's a friend.
Exactly.
Right, right. And it's like a weird situation of like trying to please everybody,
yeah.
which is why I think boundaries is a big word. Like you kind of have to learn. There's a way to say no without it being like, fuck you.
Yeah. Right. Several comments here. 4 to 5 nights? Nope, absolutely the fuck not. The lack of privacy would test my sanity. The bigger issue is your boyfriend letting his parents dictate where you sleep and what you can do with your own money based on culture and religion. That's a bright red flag about how your future is going to go with this man. Don't ignore it. Someone responded to that saying, I'm concerned that he's more bothered about his parents being comfortable rather than his own girlfriend.
Yum.
Someone said, you guys are 28 and 30. That's absurd of them to try to treat you like children. You've also been together for 5 years. They know you've been intimate. It's one thing if they don't want to pay for you and your boyfriend's room because of their beliefs. That would be fine. The problem is them trying to stop you from paying for your own room. That's about trying to control you. I wouldn't allow it. What else will they try to control next? I'd absolutely pay for my own room. Lastly, someone said, 6 people in a 2-bedroom suite sounds horrible. You're 28. They're not your parents. They can't insist on bupkis. If you want your own room, get your own room. Your boyfriend can sleep in your room if he finds a pair and stands up to his parents, or he can sleep in his parents' room with his brother.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fully agree. I'm like, that's an easy just... All he had to say to his parents was just like, no, we're getting our own room.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's... Yeah. It, no, and it's true. I want to acknowledge, like, I feel... I understand how that can be difficult to stand up to your parents. I see that it is difficult to advocate, especially growing up like in this religious conservative household. Like if that is the case, I can see where it might be difficult to, for the first time to to step back and be like, hold on, I have to say no.
For sure.
And if they're living across the country from each other, I'm sure it's like he's been probably having his independence. And then when he goes back to his family, maybe it's almost like a trigger where he's like, I have to listen to them because they're my parents.
Or it's one of those things where you see your parents so rarely or not as often that when you do, you're just like, all right, whatever, we'll just do it.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's not a constant thing.
Yeah.
What if boyfriend hasn't been honest with the family about their intimate life?
Ooh.
Oh.
And so,
but she says they're aware that they've gone on vacations together and
yeah.
Oh yeah.
But that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
But just saying like, oh yeah, we have.
Oh no, what if, vacation is coitus.
What if BF has been leading this religious traditional family to believe that they've been operating under the same values? Mm.
It's possible.
But that's not the case. Still, I agree with the comment. It's like it's controlling when it goes beyond like when they were trying to just have their own room and they're being like, no, you can't spend your own money.
Yeah.
I also think it's a very like that like our parents' generation mindset to just kind of pretend they don't know, or you know, it's like it's
yeah,
so obvious, but they still try to act like.
Yeah. It's yeah, just like yeah, choosing yeah, not to perceive something that doesn't serve what
exactly,
you believe about
yeah,
them.
Yeah. There's a way to go about it if it's all under the same like household or roof of like, these are what we believe in. Mm-hmm. But the easy solution she provided, which was like, okay, I'm just going to stay in my own hotel room. And then they were like, no, you can't mm-hmm, do that.
That's where it's a massive problem.
Yeah.
All right. Next story.
Dang, no update.
I was like, did it just hit you?
No.
This next story, I believe I submitted. I found this one, and this one's crazy. And
I've like,
been,
am I the asshole?
And I've been seeing,
you put me in a Raja or a bitch?
Or a single.
We knew it.
So this post I found, and there's been several posts similar to it. I think it might be a little bit of a trend on Reddit, just a couple that I've seen.
Okay.
But this one I found and I was like, gotta send this in.
Okay.
This comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for threatening my wife with divorce after she quit her job to be a trad wife?
Oh.
I'm not familiar.
Trad wife is, it's on TikTok and stuff. It's traditional wife.
Oh.
So women who are like, oh, I'm a trad wife.
A
like,
trad
I'm a stay at home. Like, I want to just
home,
cook. I keep the home, cook meals for my husband, all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it's, you'll see
okay,
in this story.
Okay, yeah.
How it's perceived.
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin with this. Me, a 34-year-old man, and my wife, a 33-year-old woman, have two kids together. 11 and 9. Me and my wife have been together for 12 years and married for 8. Around a year ago, I noticed my wife increasingly sending me these trad wife or traditional housewife TikToks. I have nothing against the type of relationship, but I don't think it makes sense for our current family situation. I do earn quite a bit more than my wife and enough to sustain our family on my own, but I don't see the need to do so. I work 80% and my wife 50%, and besides Wednesdays when both of us are working, either one of us is always home for the kids. I could work 100% and let my wife be a stay-at-home mom, but again, both of my kids are attending school, and in my mind, there is no need for my wife to be at home 24/7. She got increasingly pushy about it over the past 2 months, and again, I just kept on telling her that there wasn't any need for that, and if we did decide to go down that route, what would she be doing during the hours my kids attended school? I know damn well our house doesn't need to be cleaned for 6 hours a day. She would constantly try to butter me up with, you would have dinner ready every day when coming home from work, and something about unlimited blowjobs or some BS like that. Again, in the nicest way possible, I would remind her that our kids weren't toddlers, and our current work-life schedule allowed us to function perfectly fine. We got into a pretty heated argument 2 weeks ago about it, and my wife completely stopped having sex with me to show me what I would be missing out on. She's basically been treating me like a roommate since. I just thought she would get over it and this was just a phase, but God, I was wrong. I came home from work yesterday and saw a bunch of presents on the dining table. At first, I thought they were all for me since my birthday was in a week, but then I saw the labels on them addressed to my wife. I read one of the letters attached to one of the presents. The last sentence on it was literally, "It was such a pleasure working alongside you, and I wish you all the best moving forwards." I thought this was some sick prank. A few minutes later, my wife just casually strolled into the living room, acting like nothing was wrong. I guess she saw my mad expression and had the audacity to tell me, "You'll get over it." I just lost it. I just left without saying another word and went to my parents' house. I feel absolutely disrespected. Why the fuck would my wife think it was okay to just quit her job without telling me and just expect me to be fine with it? My wife has been bombarding me with texts and calls demanding to know where I am and that the kids miss me. I just told her to go find a lawyer and that I was done with her and then proceeded to block her. My son just sent me a voicemail crying and asking why I was divorcing mom and if I was leaving the family, and I guess that kind of broke my heart. I haven't responded and honestly don't know what to say to him. My mother-in-law has also been demanding that I return home and apologize to my wife. My parents also seem to be siding with my wife since they are traditional Muslims. My mom also used to be a stay-at-home mom. I feel like I'm wrong for immediately jumping to divorce without hearing her out and besides this whole job drama. I love my wife too much for this to be the end of our otherwise perfect marriage, but on the other hand, I feel like I've lost complete trust in her. Should I just swallow my pride and let my wife stay at home from now on, or should I follow through on divorcing her? How should I navigate this situation?
Dude, unlimited blowjobs?
That's tough. That's really tough. I mean, the main issue is, like, they didn't, like, work that out together.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, like, if you want to be a trad wife, that is, like, your bag. Like, do that. But I think the important thing is it's, like, trad wife. It's not something that she can just choose to go do by herself. It requires a partnership. It requires...
Totally.
She would be a trad wife. It makes sense that if they were both, like, it wanted that, where the husband is, like, I want to be the one who provides for our family while you take care of our... Like, she just wanted to take on this different lifestyle, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the fact that she went ahead and quit her job, which is a big life change when you have kids that you're supporting,
yeah,
without even discussing, like, hey, I'm going to do this. That's tough. That's really tough.
Their communication is really bad, like, in general.
It sounds like he tried.
He did try, yeah. I mean, I see his side throughout all of it until he left without even telling his kids, and his kids are, like, just clueless. Like, I'm just like, to just kind of bounce and abandon your kids in that manner, that's the only thing where I'm like, hey, dude, her behavior was ridiculous. I was fully on his side, and I'm still on his side in regards to their relationship dynamic, but that aspect, I'm like,
his kids probably think that he just, like, abandoned them.
You have kids, you have to... Like, even when your partner's being irrational, I feel like you have to consider your kids in that situation. I'm not saying you can't divorce her, but how you go about divorcing her is one thing.
Yeah,
you can't just
how
leave and block her.
It.
You are ghosting your kids.
Yeah.
Too.
I think there's such a big part of, like, you know, there's such fairness in both sides, I think. Like, I can see this woman wanting almost this different life for herself. She's obviously seeking a lot of content out of it too, and she's consuming a lot of content and being like, oh, this sounds like something that I'd really be interested in, like, I want to try this. And it sounds like maybe they were navigating some sort of conversation in the beginning about it, and then that's when everything kind of started to go south, because she would hear no and would be like, okay, well, then I want this and this and this, or, like, I'm going to threaten to just leave my job. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of taking all of these extra measures instead of continuing to talk about their disagreement.
Yeah.
And then he kind of responds to the sudden job quitting by fleeing and ignoring the kids. And so then all of that fallout is where it gets really messy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But their initial conversation, like, it's okay to disagree. It's just kind of how you work to understand each other. And that's what they're really lacking.
They started off, it felt like it was just a bargaining thing the whole time. Like, I present to you, I want to be a trad wife. It's like, no, because this. And it's, instead of being like, I feel like if he'd started off by asking her, like, why does this matter to you all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you've been married 12 years. You have kids who are now in elementary school. Why... Mm-hmm. Now, like, what is it about it? Is it something you really think you'd want to commit to?
Yeah. Or is it just the job that you're not enjoying?
Yeah,
like trying to understand it. On the other end as well, like, I think he could do a better job of communicating. Like, he said that whole, like, 80 to 100%. He could say something like, it's too much for me, because then I'll have to work more. Like, again, it's just that trying to understand each other and why you want what you want. That way you don't just end up being like, well, forget you, because I want what I want, and walk out. Like, that's not a partnership.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And you know, she's saying, like, this is what I want. And he was even considering it, being like, yeah, like, I guess it like financially could work, but it's not what he wanted. And I think the reasoning that he brought as to why she shouldn't felt weird. Like it almost sounded controlling in a way where it's like, what are you gonna do all day?
Yeah.
But like that's not really fair. I think one thing that should be taken seriously is like when people are married, they are like they're agreeing to a life together. And so you're planning.
What do you guys know?
I mean barely. Like but like so they need to be on an agreement of like, especially when there's kids involved, like on how they're gonna do that. And like I, in my personal opinion, I'm like, any bit of income matters so much when you have people that you're bringing into this world. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think that the way that she handled it was fair. I do think that it's weird that he's just like, yeah, I think she'll just like get over it, right? But it's like, no, you could have tried harder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, their communication, I think, is the real issue here. But the trad wife stuff, I think, is really fascinating because it is this internet trend.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming at the same time as like this whole alpha male thing. And what's funny to me about the trad wife thing, and there is nothing wrong with any dynamic that people consent to, and they're like, this is our dynamic, right? But the trad wife thing, I think, is, I've thought about it a lot, and I'm like, they're basing it off this, like, mythologized 50s aesthetic. It wasn't even the real version of it, but it's also in this current era, which is so different than back then. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, the way, like, dynamics worked back in the 1800s was different because you were surviving. Like,
yeah.
Nowadays, I'm like, it's a little different. But you're trying, but it's also not real. It's similar to an alpha male is not a real thing.
Right.
Like that
right.
Their whole, it's all based on.
Like, sure, it sounds great to not have to work a job. That sounds fucking awesome. Yeah.
Right.
But it's like, and it's a very, very privileged to be even in a position where you can consider that. But I ultimately think she's just kind of putting her wants before his.
If I'm thinking correctly too, like I definitely have seen the TikToks of like, you know, come with me like as a housewife or like as a work from home or just like a mom who doesn't have a job but like is at home all day, like
a full-time
like those
stay-at-home
things.
Mom, yeah.
Full-time stay-at-home mom, like those kinds of things where they just like they grocery shop and then they like, do like their window shopping and stuff. Like it's very idealized on TikTok.
Yeah.
So I can also imagine that she's probably seeing that and she's like, oh, well maybe I could just, you know, really take my time and just enjoy my life while my husband goes and works. And I'm okay with that. And I'm not supposed to be okay with that, but I am, and that's what makes it okay.
Mm. Yeah, because I've gotten served the TikTok stuff too. There's a couple famous like trad wife types of things. And they are always doing like they're making like a perfect dessert from like scratch. Like they're they're not doing actual traditional stay-at-home well, parent things, which is like you're
true.
Dealing with dirty shit all day. You're taking care of kids. It's a hard job.
It is hard, and I think there's a lot of YouTubers, including like Chris Collins, friend of the channel, who's talked about it. Where it's like, that's amazing for you that you and your husband are living that life, and you guys chose that together.
Sure.
Because like I think that's really it's kind of sad that she's expecting him to take on the entire load of providing for the family financially, because that's a lot. And
especially when your kids are at school, like.
Yeah, and you know, like there is a lot of things that can be done when you're properly taking care of a house. There is, and like the kid's age doesn't really change.
I think no matter what, the key is that it's like the relationship should be equal, and like.
Yeah, like this doesn't sound like a compatible marriage.
I think that's what I mean, like in actual, when you're talking about actual traditional housewife, I would even say it wasn't equal, it was more work. Like,
oh yeah.
Totally more work.
Right,
and in this context, this isn't, they're not talking about reality here, they're talking about what they're getting served on the internet.
Yeah, and then she's like trying to sweeten the deal by being like unlimited blowjobs all the time.
Yeah, which is what I just think it's it that
and
gives
then
me a lot of pause.
Too.
Like it's strange. Yeah. The verdict was not the asshole. The comments, nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home parent, but your partner has to agree to it and you don't get to strong arm them into this. This level of blatant manipulation would be a deal breaker for me, not the asshole. Someone said I'd leave, that's manipulative as hell. Let her be a trad wife with some other sucker. And then lastly, someone said, not the asshole for divorcing her, but dude, call your kids back.
Yeah, call your kids.
You seriously left them without speaking to them and have been ignoring them since? Someone said, this 100%, get your butt back home and be a parent in the meantime.
Yeah.
I fully agree about that.
Yeah.
He is in the clear for me, except for that.
Until he does that.
And that's arguably, I think, the worst thing in my view, that's the worst thing done
in the story.
Oh, completely.
The crying voicemail and then him being I haven't answered yet.
To be honest, with how manipulative she was, who knows what she's saying to the kids.
Totally.
Like, dude, don't.
But it's like, it's his responsibility. It's like, it's like, it makes sense that you left, of course, but you have children. You cannot just leave them behind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next story.
No, update! You and everybody else.
I'm sure, I'm telling you, we're probably going to end up with more trad wife stories on Reddit stories.
It's the trad fad.
It's similar to we get these alpha male stories.
Right, but if they find each other and they're freaking living and loving and laughing.
Something good tells for them, me they would not be happy.
Not living nor laughing.
I don't think any alpha male is actually going to ever work out with
only on full moons.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. I don't even know what that means.
It means you like a wolf.
All right, next story. This comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for not letting my sister walk down the aisle at my wedding? This is going to be good.
This is my breakfast right now.
Fuck. I, a 29-year-old woman, am getting married to the love of my life, a 30-year-old man, in a few months. We were high school lovers and childhood friends. He's truly my best friend and everything I want in life. However, we both decided to wait until we were well off to be married so we could have our once-in-a-lifetime magical moment. My sister, Stacy, who's 21, got married at 19 to someone who I like but I'm not super close with. They were together for 5 months before he proposed. Their wedding was rushed, and half our family couldn't even make it because of how soon it was planned and set up. It was small and just in a courtroom. No dress, party, etc., just a legal wedding. However, my wedding is around $19,000, and we haven't even finished everything. It took us ages to set everything up and save. Stacy recently came up to me while coming over. We're close and have dinner once a week at my place. And asked if she could walk down my aisle and meet her husband so she could feel like a bride. I laughed and asked if she was serious, and she was. She claims she never got her magic moment and just wants to feel special once. But it's my wedding and my special day she had hers. Stacy claims it will only be between us and it won't take away from me. But then I asked what she might wear, and she showed me pictures on her phone of wedding dresses. Hard no for me. She then asked again yesterday in front of my fiance, and I think it was an attempt to pressure me. He laughed and said no, thinking it was a joke, like I did the first time. My mother and Stacy's husband say I'm being an asshole because Stacy still isn't rich, so she can't afford another wedding, even if she wanted one, but neither are I and my future husband. We just planned for years. I just wanted one day for myself, but maybe I'm blowing it up because she never got the bridal experience.
No!
Stacy, girl, what are you doing?
Stacy, come on.
I
thought it was gonna be different.
I'm gonna say a really douchey thing.
Go off, bride.
Oh, I can't wait.
But like, Stacy's gonna get her opportunity when she gets married again. I'm just being honest. She's saying she got married at 19 after meeting a guy and knowing him for 5 months.
So casual and cool, Shane. I loved
it. I'm sorry. Like, Stacy, statistically.
I think you burned my eyebrows off.
Statistically speaking, Stacy and this guy are probably not going to work out. And Stacy's only 21, so they get divorced. She'll like, in the next couple of years, she's going to be like under 25 still. She'll meet another guy and she'll get married, and that will actually be like kind of the real marriage. It'll be
that was the cuntiest you've ever been.
No, we'll be back in 4 years with that update.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. Look. Some people get married at 19 and it lasts.
Yeah.
Statistically, though.
Well, 5 months.
Probably not.
And eloping.
Yeah, everything about it was like you got married at 19 after knowing him for 5 months. That's. Your chances are just really bad.
The chances are not likely. It's possible, not the most likely. Like, I totally thought it was like, oh, the OP didn't want her sister to be like a bridesmaid or something. But that is really, really not the vibe.
No.
Like, that's
no, that's
like, it's just between us. It's like, no, this is a wedding. Everyone's there. It's between everybody.
Right. Like, you guys planned everything. Let the two of us just step in and be playing bride and groom.
And late in the planning process too.
Yeah.
I think a cute compromise could have been like if at the reception they wanted to like give their sister and husband like a moment of like a little first dance,
like a dance.
If they wanted to, but not
that,
wearing
dude.
White. It's not like this younger sister like like this is something in her life that she couldn't control. She chose all of those things. She chose to marry at 19, elope, and not have a wedding. That was her choice. And money is part of that, but that was the choice she made.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to get married at 19. If having a wedding of that nature, because it sounds like OP made the choice of, like, we're going to wait till we're older so we save up and have the wedding.
Yeah.
Her sister decided not to do that.
Right.
You know, there's an 8-year difference between them. Like, this Stacy could have easily said, you know what, let's also do that because a wedding is super important to
me. Yeah.
But I also bring up what I said. How infuriating will it be if that relationship doesn't work and then Stacy does get married again and has an actual wedding and actually walks down the aisle and OP is sitting there just like, and I gave you my wedding to also, so you got it twice.
Right.
That's all I'm thinking about
here. It feels like such a childish case too. Like it's reminding me of like birthday parties when you're a kid and like your younger sibling like blows out the candles on your day.
Very much.
Yeah. And it's like you don't do that. And parents need to step in and be like, no, like that's not.
Yep. It makes me think more certain she's going to get divorced because she doesn't understand the gravity of things.
Right, and
she
asking
clearly
it
doesn't
again
understand.
In front of the fiance, for going, haha, no,
ha-ha.
Loved that.
Stacy is literally like a kind of a child. She's acting like a child. She is very young. I mean, she's 21, but it's just kind of ridiculous.
And she's Bride is allowed to say no. OP's allowed to say no. It's her wedding, her choice.
And there's all those excuses. Once again, this always happens. The mom is being a
were you about to say?
Just being a fucking idiot. Like,
I think you're saying the mom is being a bitch.
The mom is being a fucking bitch.
And I'll say it, dude.
I'm gonna say something douchey.
I just have a feeling the younger that Stacy has kind of gotten everything.
Yeah, no,
the mom is saying, no, give her your wedding.
Younger siblings are always more spoiled than the older siblings.
It's an unfair deal. She needs to throw in at least unlimited blowjobs.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk. we'll talk.
Verdict was not the asshole, obviously.
Yeah.
Not the asshole. There is no conceivable universe where her walking down the aisle on your wedding day at the location of your wedding wearing a wedding dress will be just between the two of you and not detract from your day. It's rude for her to even ask. If she wants a special moment, she is free to plan her own vow renewal event where she wears a wedding dress and has all her family, etc. That's totally true.
Great idea.
Totally do
so
that.
So true, bestie.
OP,
and on your own dime.
OP responded, if she was just going to wear a nice dress and walk before me and stand beside me and her husband, I would probably have no problem with it or at least let her do it. But I feel like she's just trying to use my wedding as a free event for her. Someone said, not the asshole. I see stuff like this on this sub, and I am shocked that people have the audacity to even ask stuff like this. It doesn't matter if she's your sister and her moment wasn't what she had hoped for. If you allow this, then your moment will be different than you imagined it to be, too. Your sister and her husband made their choices. They could have waited, but they didn't. OP responded saying, I asked her when she accepted his proposal if she was sure it was a good idea, since it seemed really rushed. But her response was that since my boyfriend proposed a few weeks earlier, she wanted to get hers over with and tie the knot so that I would be able to have my wedding in the fall, like I always dreamed, and hers wouldn't overlap.
Huh?
That's insane. That is this.
Girly, you got married for every reason but that you want to be married.
Yeah. Stacy's nuts, dude.
Stacy's got something else going on.
Yeah. Someone said, not the asshole. I'm just wondering how she is envisioning this situation in her head without it being a confusing spectacle. And if they want to continue to make a big deal out of this, you certainly can consider rescinding their invitations too. No need to have her trying something at your wedding and disrupt the ceremony. Plus, your fiance said no. It's his day too. OP said, I doubt I'll take away their invites. She is my sister after all. But I'm just worried she might try and pull something like walking in with the wedding dress anyways or saying something rude about me during the speeches.
That better be the update.
I was literally gonna say, what is he gonna do? Show up in the wedding dress and dive into the aisle in front of her? It's like, oh, half of that might happen.
No.
Unfortunately, we'll never know. Just kidding, update.
Oh, oh God, she showed up in the dress, didn't she?
She did it.
The day after I made the post, me, my fiance, Stacy, and her husband met up for brunch. I told her she needed to hear me out fully before she spoke, and thankfully she did. In short, I told her as much as I love her, I've waited years for this day, and it was mine. She had hers, and if she truly wanted, she could have used the money I gifted her to get her own wedding. Her husband cut me off and said that they needed the money for rent, but she didn't let him talk. I showed her the Reddit post, and she started crying and asked her husband and my fiancé to step out for a few minutes. They both did, and she told me her husband and our mom had been the ones pressuring her, since she had admittedly been jealous and told them both she wished she could have had a larger scale wedding. She said she had been over the whole thing until her husband started saying it wasn't fair because he was jealous he couldn't provide for her, and eventually complained enough she asked to walk down the aisle for him. Stacy said she was willing to fully back out of the wedding and would understand given the heartache she's given me, but I told her that her husband would be the one without an invite, which she gratefully agreed to. We talked more in depth on why she was jealous, and she said she regretted being married so early just so our father could be at her wedding. After a few more minutes and both of us crying and forgiving one another, I told her she could always tell me anything, even if it was between her and her husband. When my fiance and her husband came back in, I told Stacy's husband he was uninvited, right then and there, and he seemed to understand why immediately. Though he did groan about it and called me multiple times, but I blocked him. Again. Over the past few days, our mother has called to apologize, and me and Stacy have been talking much more openly and honestly to one another. I decided to let her wear a dark silver or pale gold dress to match my theme and walk with me down the aisle, as my father sadly can't. Aww. She told me I didn't need to, but I insisted. We ended up finding a dress we both love, and I got it as a gift for her.
Aww.
Okay, I didn't know the dad element. That changes.
Yeah, you're a dick, Shane.
I still think with the dad element, this guy doesn't sound great.
Of course.
It's the guy.
I still unfortunately think that relationship is probably not going to last, especially after hearing about his behavior.
Yeah.
So I think.
Yeah. Locking him again?
I think Stacy, yeah, there's red flags all over. I think Stacy will have her opportunity one day. I think she's going to find a better, I hope she finds a better guy. Than
okay,
this.
Not Stacy being the underdog.
Yeah. I know.
And
like,
also,
oh,
OP
damn.
Being an incredible sister.
Sister.
Oh, yeah.
That's so lovely, and they're going to walk down the aisle together, and that's so sweet.
That ended beautiful. About as well as I think it could have.
Yeah. I do not understand how husband being jealous that he couldn't provide for his girlie. Sorry, I keep saying girly.
No,
wife.
I loved it. Yeah.
So he's like, how about you? let's go. Let's take some of theirs. That's not providing for her, honey.
Honestly,
that's even worse.
He's kind of legendary in a way. Like, he's making me laugh because he, like, steps back into this brunch, and then she's like, you're not invited. And he's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's an insane thing. That's actually somehow, that's about the worst thing in the whole story. It's like
what
I get it.
Lie?
He's like, yeah,
I get it.
Right.
I'm
well, he went,
I agree
he
with
like,
you.
Apparently, he, like, groaned.
At brunch, he's like, I'll agree. I'm just going to call you later, and you block me, and that's how it's going to go.
I'm picturing him as Paul Rudd in Wet Hot American Summer, which is like, fine.
Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Yep.
Wild.
That's so funny.
All right.
Justice for the husband, man.
Yeah, he's the good guy.
He's the good guy. Stason.
All right. Next story.
Wow.
From Relationship Advice. It's a 22-year-old woman. My fiance, 25-year-old man, wants his father to check my hymen tomorrow night before I get married.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I've heard legends of this story.
Oh, my God.
How is this story?
This is from 2019.
Okay.
For some reason, you said hymen, and I was thinking, like, the thing that's in the back of your throat. And I was like, that's fine. He can check.
No strep. You guys are good to go.
Ooh, I just clenched everything.
Yeah. The way that I would never.
Yeah. Yeah, don't ever do that.
For those watching, don't.
My fiance proposed to me about 8 months ago. We decided on having a relatively small wedding, which is in 2 days. Everything was going great. He seems absolutely perfect, and we are very much in love. I am a virgin, and so is he. He wanted to save it for marriage, and it didn't bother me, so I agreed to save it. He has told me earlier that in his family, the father checks the virginity of the bride the night before the wedding. I laughed this off as it seriously sounds like a massive joke. No, turns out he was dead serious. He wants me, the night before, to open my legs up in a small ceremony type thing so his dad can check me while he, his brothers, and uncle can watch so they know I am still pure. I told him, fat chance I'm going to do that. He was begging me to go through with it and how important it is for him. He said he knew it was slightly embarrassing for me, but his mom did it, and it will prove how much I love him and that I have nothing to hide anyway, as I am still a virgin. I left and he was crying. It was very dramatic, to be honest. I want to call off the whole wedding because of this and never talk to him again. But at the same time, it's only one thing. And other than that, we are genuinely perfect for each other. And I don't want to spend my life with anyone else. And it is very important to him and his family. What the frick frack do I do?
What the frick frack?
What the frick frack? You don't freaking frack and open your legs.
I don't know. After, I don't want you to after, frick my hymen.
After writing one of the most horrific Reddit posts I've ever read, you go to, what the frick frack do I do?
Yeah, actually, all the hymen stuff is fine. Why'd you write that?
We'll get to
you're
that
the
later.
Asshole
what are you doing
frick
there?
Frack.
I am currently at my friend's house and I might stay here for the night. Tomorrow will be our last day as an unmarried couple and I am straight up panicking.
Okay.
Yeah, get out.
Get out.
That
you are not perfect
story.
For each other.
Not the uncle and people watching.
No.
That's
no.
crazy.
I'm sorry.
No,
all no,
of
no.
crazy, but that's also additionally
this,
crazy.
This is just like not even important. Like it's just like a technical standpoint too. The whole hymen thing is also a myth.
Yeah.
Like that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope she brought that to their attention as well. Be like, hey, yeah. y'all just want a peep show.
Yeah. No, that's a. That's insane.
No.
Oh no.
I think that's actually the most appalled I've been at a Reddit story.
My whole body. I almost. Like gave reverse birth to myself. No, I almost like went into a black hole and went into nothing. Like
it almost stopped existing.
Like I was gone.
It's not even like, you know, the tradition or ritual or whatever it might be. It's the fact that she doesn't want to do
exactly.
that
yes.
and everybody is forcing her to.
Yeah. That's also the thing, because we've come across that a lot where it's like, and this is a very extreme case, but it's like, you know, there's traditions and cultures, but it's like when you get married, it's like you guys have to, you one doesn't get to just be like, well, my culture takes over and we're just completely in doing what my family does.
Right.
You know, it's like, but this is insane. I think this tradition can be gone.
Like, I think it should.
And like, he's like, my mom did it, and like, it shows how much you love. It's like, hey, maybe the mom wasn't comfortable with it, but went along with it, and it's because these men keep dictating and keeping this tradition going, when it's like, you just gotta break the cycle at a certain point. Like, again, scientifically a myth, and it's again, it's men deciding this thing, like this fiance putting this on her, the father wanting to do this, the uncle wanting to watch, the brother wanting to watch. It's just like, guys, let this woman have her body for, like please.
Unfortunately, please. Like, if this guy is saying, no, do it, like, I do think it's going to be telling of how he views women.
Oh yeah.
And like it's such a red flag. If you're feeling it all before your wedding, like I'm feeling this desire to run and never talk to him again, I'm like, that's important.
Yeah.
You should listen to that.
Right. It's just like it almost reminds me of the first story in a way, where it's like he's just letting his family kind of dictate what's happening. Like, and if that's what he is kind of also exercising in a way, it's like, okay, question tradition, first
question
of all.
Tradition.
Why is this happening?
Yeah,
also,
absolutely.
Like, to do that tradition is also insinuating that they don't believe her.
Yeah.
That she's saying she's a virgin.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, we,
right.
It's
right.
Weird.
She already kind of said in the beginning that he wanted to wait until marriage, and she respected that. She had no problem with it.
Right.
And now there is something that is brought up in his religion or culture that she does have a problem with, and he's trying to impose it upon her.
Mm-hmm. No,
you can believe separate things, but the second that you try to overshadow another person's beliefs is when it gets tricky and when you can't actually make it work in a marriage.
Yeah, no, this sounds like Midsommar or some shit. It's awful.
I haven't seen it, but I love the lead.
I'm sure it's a sick reference.
I can tell you, Courtney, don't ever watch that movie.
Okay.
I'll watch it with you.
No, I'm telling you, you would hate that movie.
I know.
You would.
I know. No, when Shane tells me, ten minutes in,
you'd be like, I'm never going to watch
it. I know. And I believe you and I trust you.
But this reminds me of Midsommar in some ways. Comments here. You may not have an intact hymen. Most females don't. This proves nothing. Plus, it's disgusting to even think about your soon-to-be in-laws looking at your twat.
Yeah, and he doesn't know what he's looking at.
Someone said this.
Yeah, what? He's like, yeah, what is he looking at?
Looks good.
Yeah, the clip's over there. Yeah.
He doesn't know.
This tradition is disgusting. He's essentially asking you to expose yourself to every male in his family. It's nuts. Not to mention reeks of control and abuse. Lastly, someone said, if he lets his family do this to you, he does not respect you in the slightest. Run away. You're still young. There's plenty of men out there who will not make you go through this.
Yeah. Shirley's 25.
She's 22.
Oh, the fiance's 25.
Yeah. No, Don't do that.
No, wrong girl.
22, you don't have to get married. Don't do that. There's an update. We're not going to read it here because it gets a little intense. She does leave him. She doesn't do the ceremony. She leaves him.
Yep.
So.
As she should.
But if you want to read it, you can go find the update. We're just not going to read it here.
The lesson is listen to red flags.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't tolerate that shit. Get out. Okay, next story. This comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for saying I'll be driving myself and paying for my own room on the upcoming family vacation so I won't have to be a babysitter? Oh. I, a 23-year-old man, was repeatedly stuck playing the part of helper and babysitter on family outings. I had to move out of my parents' house because I kept being forced to help watch my three nephews. Last year, we took a family vacation in summer to the coast. I rode along with my parents, and they paid for my hotel room. Only, I had to share that room with three rowdy boys because my sister and her husband wanted a room for themselves. I was promised time to do my own things on the vacation, but instead, I ended up having to help with these kids. I complained to everyone about it and was reminded I was there for free. And then we pretty much just did only one thing I wanted to do, which was to tour an art gallery. I like doing this whenever I'm at the coast, but the kids find it boring. This year, my parents have a beach trip planned for June, and they assumed I'd be riding along the same way as last year. But I refused. I said I'd be driving myself and paying for my own hotel stay to have my own room. My parents were shocked and tried to remind me of the cost. I said it was no worry. I've got a good job and a decent running car. I can more than afford it. That's when the buts started. Mm. I stated the previously listed things as why I'll be driving myself and paying for myself. I want to be able to enjoy this vacation as an adult and not be treated like a child like last year. My parents told my sister, and she called to blow up at me, that I'll be ruining the vacation if I'm off doing my own thing while she has to wrangle her three boys. I ended up yelling at her that last year all she did was rope me into her mess. I didn't really get to do much of anything I wanted to do, and I was treated like the bad guy for wanting to just go to an art gallery. I'm a grown man. I deserve my own vacation, too. Now my sister is not speaking to me, and my parents are still trying to convince me to just ride with them to keep the peace. I'm still refusing, but the pressure is getting to me. Am I the asshole for not giving in? I know they'll have a pretty hard time when they won't have another person there to help. Edit, it's barely been an hour since I posted, but my sister is apparently a Reddit lurker in the mornings, and she saw my post. Not only is she furious with me, but she's also upset no one in the comments is siding with her. To make it short, she went on a big rant about how it's so hard to be a parent to triplets, and the least I could do is help because I'm young and single, and she needs a break. I stood my ground on my decision, and now she's calling our parents to get them involved. I'm expecting a call from them any minute.
Yeah, she's right. No, she can't take care of her own children.
Ugh. Yeah, but I'm a shitty mom.
Dude, it's one thing where, okay, like if that ended up being the case on the previous vacation, that's really, really sweet that he took that on and those parents got to have that. Then that was that. That's not how it's going to be forever. Like, and also the fact that they weren't even going to discuss it again and like ask him.
Yeah. Right. Just
that's
expect
a lot.
It again.
Because kids are fun. I have a blast. Totally. Like nieces and nephews, I'm like, let's party, dude. But like, there is just something about not, like it's three kids and not even asking or sweetening
triplets.
The deal for him too. Like, and so... Yeah, I think that's really shitty that they're just kind of like, yeah. Come on, just do it.
Like, and having to like room with them from last year too.
That's
like,
tough.
That is so tough.
Because they wanted their own room. And
right.
But then when he wants his own room, it's wrong.
Right. And they, grandma's like, on the pullout couch.
It's not a bad, like, you know, I've never had to take care of triplets. I don't know how insane that is. But it's not bad if it's like, hey, free vacation. We'll pay for everything.
Right.
Deal with the kids. But then if he goes, I'm going to pay for my own stuff and do my own thing, then it's like, all right, then that's the deal.
Yeah.
But now they're making him feel bad for that. It's like, no, this is very clearly he's being used.
Yeah, and also, yeah. Like, even though he was paid for and handled last time, it didn't sound like that was, like, he wasn't expecting that he was going to be taking care of the kids. It's just, like, kind of how it happened. They're like, well, just deal with it because you're here for free.
I think I feel bad, and I haven't experienced this, but I feel bad for a lot of people where I feel like in families, if they're single, they're treated like they don't matter in a way. Like, like if he had a partner, it would suddenly be like, okay, now we need to respect you.
And
it's like, he's a person. He is a grown person who's allowed to live his
totally.
Life how he wants. He's not just some tool. That's
he didn't force that right. couple to have kids.
And like, exactly.
That's obviously their situation, but like, that's not
you
on
have
him.
Kids, it's your responsibility. And like, learning how to go on vacations with your kids is like a, it's a tough thing, but like you,
yeah.
they're your kids. You can't put that on someone else.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting too, because I think culturally there's a lot of different definitions and expectations of family. Because I can see that there are a lot of members in this family, particularly the sister and her husband, who just have this idea in their head of, you know, well, you're family. And family means that these nephews are also like your kids, which means you should be able to take care of them. And and so kind of seeing it from their point of view, I can see that they are kind of like, this is so selfish. You're stepping away from the family. You're not helping us with these kids. Like, you're not helping us with the general family vacation. And we need help wrangling these kids. Mm-hmm. I think where they really lose me, though, is again, it's the communication. It's them just expecting it, not asking for it. Mm-hmm. And it's the misunderstanding of, like, you know, particularly her being like, no one's on my side. That makes no sense. Instead being like, okay, maybe I'm being unreasonable because my brother wants to actually do other stuff on this vacation, mm-hmm. and I should be able to balance it out in a way. Like, it's a little bit of back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay to ask family to help and show up for you, but to expect it, demand it, and then be upset when they aren't agreeing to those terms, that's where it's really damaging.
Yeah.
Comments here. You know, there's a good solution for this. The parents could pay for the nanny with the money they saved from not paying for OP. Oh, wait, that's not a lot of money? Guess you really didn't value your brother's son's contributions, LMFAO. Someone said, I can absolutely understand people who have kids wanting to vacation without them, but if that's the case, go on vacation without them. Arrange childcare, etc., and go on an adult trip. But don't pawn your kids off on someone else during a vacation so you can get free time. Bring them, deal with them. Also, your sister having kids isn't anyone's problem except her and her partner. If they are angels, good for them. If they are exhausting, they are still your problem, not the asshole. But I'd skip the family trip entirely and go on a solo adult trip. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. Your sister can pay a babysitter to come on the vacation if she doesn't want to deal with her three children. Personally, I wouldn't even go because even in a separate hotel room, they aren't going to leave you alone about this. They feel very entitled for your babysitting services. Someone responded to that saying, I got more alone time as a paid nanny than OP is getting because I still got my own room and a couple hours of off every day. Paid babysitters get treated better than they treated OP.
That's true.
Yeah, if I am him, I'm not going on this trip because I'm like, it's going to suck. Everyone hates me now and they're
like
entitled.
If you can afford the trip, like, just don't go on it, because then I think that would really kind of like let the lesson be learned. Mm-hmm. Of like,
yeah.
And they're not necessarily like, oh no, we want you on this trip. They're like, no, we want you because we need you.
Exactly. Right. Update.
Bing bong.
Well, I'm off work now, so I can tell more of what went down. I guess you could say it's over. My sister got our parents involved. They looked at my post and were absolutely horrified by the continuous influx of commenters. Yes, they're very angry with me that I posted here, but I told them that if they'd just listened to me to begin with, I'd never needed to. I'm sick of the whole keep the peace mentality that sacrifices me to placate my sister. They in turn went off on my sister, and to make a long story short, the whole vacation has been canceled. Ooh. The hotel wasn't booked yet anyway, but my parents are arguing with my sister is blaming me, and my nephews are crying because they aren't going to the beach. My sister called me at lunch and basically implied I have no life, which is why I have time to help. I recorded that and told our parents, and that's currently what they're fighting about. Parents said they won't ever push babysitting of my nephews on me again, and have agreed that what happened last year was unfair to me. Right now, they're very angry with my sister for telling me I should help her because she thinks I have no life. My sister is playing the victim, and my brother-in-law is basically saying nope to the whole mess and spending most of his time at work. Thank you to everyone who has commented. You made my day.
Send the brother-in-law to the beach.
Yeah, not OP having to do, as a brother, more work than a husband is doing for their kids. That's uncomfy.
That's a messy family. At least the parents sided with him.
Yeah,
that's rare.
A relief.
Eventually.
Like, but usually the parents are always on the side of the worst sibling.
Right.
I'm glad that they saw and they're like, hey, like, that's not fair to just declare he has no life and that he has less value because he's not married with kids. Like, that's not where he's at. And how is he ever going to meet someone if he's going to places and is stuck with three children, like, at the hotel room?
Like, if the husband is noping like that, too, like, what it, like, maybe that's a part of the marriage. Like, maybe he is honestly like, they're being too much, nope. And the sister is like, this is a lot to manage, that's why I need my brother. And then the brother backing out, she's like, well, now I have to do this alone. And maybe that's kind of where her stress is coming about. Again, she's relaying it all in not a good way. But I can see that maybe that is what's driving
it. She did admit that she's using him. At the end of all of it.
Yeah. And playing the victim and kind of saying you have no life. Like, she's now going to extreme lengths, but I think it's because she might not be getting as much support from her marriage.
Damn.
That's what's really rough. It's like a clear red flag when a wife or a mother like seeks dependence like with somebody else that isn't the husband. Like, the husband needs to be doing that role, and like if they're not feeling, it's the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Next story.
Go to the beach.
Let's go to the beach.
Beach.
It's our last story. This comes from Legal Advice UK.
Legal Advice.
So Legal Advice
UK.
UK?
So British accent only, please.
So imagine, like, we're talking about legal stuff, except they're wearing those silly wigs.
Yeah. Woo!
Silly?
They're silly.
Silly. The powdered white wigs?
They're silly.
Okay. Brother is using common law to evict me from my own house. Help, please.
Oh.
Hi there. Really, really weird one here, but to cut a long story short, my brother moved in with me at the start of lockdown because he was living in hotels for some reason. I recently found out that this was because he owed around £260,000 in debts to a multitude of small businesses for various reasons. A lot of these cases have gone to the High Court, and he's being actively pursued by bailiffs. When he moved in, he was relatively normal but vague about why he was living in hotels, etc. Then as lockdown went on, he started to get more and more obsessed with these freemen on the land / common law types, which has led to some major disputes, like saying he doesn't have to wear a mask because he's not a subject of the crown, but the Cromwellian Lord Protectorship, and trying to annex land from the fields behind our house because apparently you can claim land by throwing a hatchet at four corners.
What the fuck does any of that mean?
British conspiracy theorists sound awesome.
Yeah, honestly.
Compared to ours over here,
that's
hilarious.
Like, sounds way more fun.
If I put four hatchets down, I own the land. I'm like, that's funny. That's funny. Meanwhile, we have sovereign citizens over here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, recently the bailiff somehow caught up with him, and they were pretty nice lads. Explained everything to me, but after he said he wouldn't pay, even if he had all the money in cash, they took his car. Ever since this, my brother has been furious with me, so we started avoiding each other around the house. This weekend, I went away for a mini break on the coast and came back to find all the locks had been changed and windows boarded up. Garden furniture is nowhere to be seen. Rang my brother, who basically explained as the house was unclaimed, he'd be a de facto eviction of me from the house, making him sole owner, and if I attempted to make entry, he'd have every right to kill me under the provision that an Englishman's home is his castle. This isn't Florida. Castle doctrine does not, I don't think it works the same way. I'm staying with my parents, which isn't ideal as they should be shielding, and I went on the mini break, but when I contacted the police, I was told as a tenant, he has every right to change the locks. Dead confused. Any help is very much appreciated.
What?
Oh, look, I don't know UK laws. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, but this is insane.
This is freaking wonky, mate.
I know this type of shit happens a lot in the US where people like, once you have someone living in your home, you can't, like, evict them. Like, there's a lot of stories like that are just... But I don't know if you can evict someone and be like, this is my home now. It was unclaimed because you were on a five-day vacation.
And if you come in, I'll fucking kill you.
If you come in, I'll kill you.
Yeah, that's
insane.
Crazy. That is wild.
How do you also... It's so crazy when people try to avoid each other in one house.
I think that's pathetic.
So, I've lived it. Yeah. It's so funny to me.
So a couple comments. Get a locksmith. You are the rightful owner and can prove it. Get the locksmith to change the locks and evict your brother. If you're feeling really snarky, you could use the same law he used to evict you. Someone said, mate, your brother sounds like a right medieval cunt. Update.
Well said.
Yeah!
Okay, here we go. Hello, everyone. For those of you who have been following my little saga, I got some great news. Back in the house and otherwise everything's still here, spent the whole day making sure, and nothing's been trashed, but there's tons of Domino's boxes in the kitchen. Apparently, he'd contacted the bank trying to access my accounts and spunked any money he had left on pizzas in celebration, so he is now both homeless and has no money. So I spoke with a solicitor, and he basically picked apart literally every bit of this common law bullshit, and we rang the police. Well, the solicitor basically said the police aren't going to help us, so we can either go for a court order or try to get bailiffs now. went for the second as I needed him out ASAP, and they said that this would be very easy. So bailiffs turned up with the locksmith. I don't exactly know what happened as me and the solicitor were waiting around the corner, but I do know the police were called and he got carted away. I assumed that'd be the end of it, but he's been contacting my parents saying he's the rightful owner of the house now and that he just needed some time to get back on his feet. Well, they basically disowned him as of this, so looks like he's kind of fucked himself. And I assume the police let him back on the streets, so going to have to be wary, but I just hope he sods off. Honestly, huge, huge, huge thank you to everyone and all your kind words. You've all been so amazingly helpful, and what was quite possibly the scariest time of my life has now turned into a funny story I can tell my future kids.
Oh,
whoa. Woo!
That was wild.
I love that this guy was like, oh, throwing hatchets and getting landed, but then I'm going to order some Domino's. Think crossed.
I've conquered my land. I've got my castle. Time for Domino's.
Time to eat.
So, all right.
Oh, that sucks.
What if they went in the house and there was Domino's boxes piled up to make like a little tiny fort? And he's like, all right, you've conquered the land around us, but this is my
this
fort.
This is my land.
You can't get into here.
Don't come in here. I'll slap you with a pizza slice.
I'll fucking kill you.
I'll get you.
I feel bad. Like, whenever it comes to, like, being unhoused and, like, with nothing, I do feel, like, some pause. It's like, ah. I guess as I grew up, a little kid, that was, like, one of my biggest fears was becoming homeless. And my family, when I, like, finally, like, voiced that out loud, my dad was like, well, no, that would never happen because, like, you have family and, like, you'll be okay. And so, like, it sucks. But literally, when your brother threatens to kill you and take your home, I guess, you know, you got to let them live their life the way they're going to live it.
Yeah. These thoughts of grandeur and just the way that he's thinking, I wish he could see someone in, like, therapy and stuff because it seems like he's not. Mm-hmm. Like, his thought processes are not normal here.
He's
volatile. He's threatening to kill people. It's like,
right, and eating too much Domino's.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel bad
that.
For him, but when you're threatening to kill people, unfortunately,
right. We have
you can't
to go
really
against
let your sympathy.
There Again. Seems to be an interesting theme, I think, that strings these stories together. A lot of them, that there's, like, family that's trying to help and support each other as best they can, until someone inevitably steps over the line and does something that's so obviously inappropriate, or sometimes maybe not as obvious, and then the other family has to kind of be like, am I acting strange
it's
if I
so
don't
sad.
Accept this?
Yeah.
It's so sad how extreme it has to get.
Yeah.
But that's the tough part about family. Mm-hmm. It's like it really, things get pushed so much further than you ever typically would let friends.
Right.
Or,
in an interesting way, it's kind of like in other relationships, if those circumstances kind of happened between you guys, maybe it would be easier to leave that conflict and not have to confront anyone. But because it's family, there's a lot of association with, like, the continued attachment, the continuous connection. Like, despite whatever happens, we always have to stick together. And sometimes, that's the case, hopefully. But a lot of the times, it's like, sometimes you do have to put a lot of distance between your family, despite them being family.
It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this was entitlement at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
I relate to that story and the Trad Wife story, where it's like, that sounds like a lavish life. Eating pizza in a house that I didn't buy, love that for me. But sometimes we, in life, you know, there's a lot of people who post tweets who are like, I wish I could just be a frog. But we can't.
And you're not going to be a
frog.
There's
just some things in life you can't do.
Yeah.
Would you like to be a frog?
I don't.
Update.
Update.
I am a frog. I have become frog.
I'm now frog.
Well, this was crazy. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Roller coaster of emotions.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God.
I was sad. I was shocked. I was gagged.
Yeah. Thank you all for watching. I hope none of you have to deal with the level of bullshit that we're reading in the stories, but I'm sure some of you have. And I'm sorry about that.
I wonder if we're ever going to do, like, a Smosh Reddit Stories subreddit where fans or followers can submit stories directly to us.
Yeah, they just got to submit stories.
I think, but I'm not sure. Shane and Courtney might be married.
Am I the asshole for thinking these two people are dating?
Anyways, let us know what other themes and subreddits you'd like to see on this show. And we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Bye. I don't want to be a frog.
I think you do.